Amen. I was sharing with you, and I think I might get it closed tonight. I don't know. But I was talking to you the last 2 Wednesday night on a believing heart, a heart that believes. A believing heart, or you could say a heart that believes. And if you open your Bible with us to Hebrews chapter 12 is where I want to pick up. Let me find my place. I had it all put in place. Hebrews chapter 12. You remember our foundation of scripture is found in Mark 11, 22, 3, and 4. And you notice Jesus said, and I'll look at that scripture again just to kind of remind us and bring us up what we've covered. You notice that scripture says in Mark 11, 22, it says, Jesus said unto them, have faith in God, right? And then he said in the 23rd verse, for verily I say unto you, that whosoever shall say unto this mountain, be thou removed, be cast into the sea, and what? Shall not what? Doubt in his heart, but shall believe that those things, which he saith shall come to pass, he shall have what? Whatsoever he saith. He shall have whatsoever he saith. And then he said, therefore I say unto you, what things soever you desire when you pray, notice, when you pray, not before, not after, but when. When you pray, believe that you receive them, and ye shall have them. Ye shall have them. And so we talked about faith, a believing heart, a heart. Now watch this, and then we'll move on. A heart. You can have faith in your heart and doubt in your head. Faith is of the heart. And you notice that Jesus said, this is how you get saved. Romans 10:9 says, for if thou shalt confess with thy mouth, what? The Lord Jesus. Now listen to what it said. For if thou shalt what? Confess with thy mouth, and shall believe where? In thy heart thou shalt be saved. Notice, it didn't say a thing in the world about our head. Not a thing in the world. It said heart. And so Jesus said, you can have what you say. And when I say, I believe that Jesus is the Son of God, that he died for my sins and God raised him again from the dead. I say that with my mouth because I believe that with my heart. The word said, you're saved. Then the very next verse says what? For with the heart. With what? The heart, man believeth unto righteousness. With the mouth, confession is made unto salvation. You know, and so what I want to pick up and talk about why we can believe God with such confidence. And we'll talk about how to develop it as well. So you should have found Hebrews chapter 11, verse 3. We went over that last time, but I want to revisit that verse again and look at some things. All right. So you should have Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1. Notice what it said. Wherefore, holy brethren, you got it? Hebrews chapter 3, verse 1. Wherefore, what? Holy brother. No, I'm in the wrong one. Excuse me. I am so sorry. I was supposed to be in 12. But we had covered that. I knew we had covered that. But let's read it anyway, because it going to help us. Wherefore, holy brethren, he said, wherefore, holy brethren, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider, notice what he's saying, consider who? The apostle, thank you, Holy Spirit. Consider the apostle and what? High priest of our confession. He is the apostle. What is an apostle? An apostle is a sent one. And he is the apostle of the apostles. And he was sent by God. He is the apostle. And then he's the high priest. You notice in those days when there was a king, priest, and the prophet, the high priest served in a position, and that he alone could only, he alone was the only one that could go behind the veil. And Jesus is the one that went behind the veil. And the scripture says when that veil was open, it ripped from the top to the bottom. And you know, it was too high to reach up and cut it open. The power of God opened that veil up. And he became the high priest of our confession. Other word, we confess what he is high priest over. He is the high priest. And so we confess that we are the healed. We are the redeemed. We are the righteousness of God. We are sons of God. We are more than conquerors. We are strong. We cannot be overcome. He, the high priest, because he had, how can you overcome someone that had conquered all? And then he sat down, then he took a seat at the right hand of God. So the scripture says, consider him. But Thomas, when he heard that he was raised from the dead, what did Thomas consider? Consider what he could see, what he could feel. He said, I will not believe unless I can see. But Jesus said, blessed he that have not seen and yet believe. And we said Thomas had what? Thomas operated on, Thomas was called faithless. See, faith says what the word said. Faith take hold and believe what the word says, and then you'll see the result. But flesh says, I believe it when I see it and never see it. Amen. So let's get to our scripture. Have you found Hebrews chapter 12 yet? Amen. And so Hebrews 12:2 said, looking unto Jesus. Looking unto Jesus. Who is he? The author and what? The finisher of our faith. He is who? The author. Do you know what an author is? Somebody's the author of this book. In other words, somebody responsible for writing this book. Many writers, but one author. Who is he? Holy Spirit. This is God. He's the author of this book, right? Well, Jesus is the author of our faith. Looking unto Jesus, the author and who? The finisher, not starter, but finisher.